We Three Kings by 10th Avenue North. We Three Kings often stands out from the masses of Christmas songs by having a driving three-beat waltzy rhythm, the other example of this being the Christmas Waltz, which calls out its 3/4 time signature in the actual lyrics. For We Three Kings, the rhythm gives the song an almost diegetic marching feel, in a song that's meant to capture the story of the wise men who visited Jesus, traveling far and following a star. It invites the listener to feel their journey for themselves. To me, the fast 3/4 marching makes the song feel a little old-timey, like hearing saloon music from an old western, but the song itself is rich for conversation, especially in this season leading up to Christmas. In fact, the story of the wise men in Matthew 2 is one of the most fascinating parts of the story of the coming of Jesus. These men from the east, who are never explicitly numbered as three, arrive asking, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" We don't know how these men knew about Jesus' birth, but they knew the incarnation of God was an event worth their time and reverence. It was worth their awe. I wonder if we can sometimes fall asleep to the wonder, the reverence, the awe of Christmas time. Would we travel hundreds, maybe thousands of miles to find God? Would we risk our lives, remember Herod in the story, in order to honor Jesus? Do we love Jesus enough to sacrifice for him, remembering that he first sacrificed for us, first by stepping down from his seat next to God, and second by choosing to give up his life on the cross so that we can be reconciled to him? We Three Kings reminds us to ask questions that can feel uncomfortable at times. Do we have that love for Jesus? Do we have that awe? Conversation starter. What's the connection between being in awe of God and feeling love for Jesus?